T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, Monday, what have you done to us?
Here we are. Hello.
Anything exciting happen over the weekend?
Played some golf.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
I made $150 at a garage sale.
Did you?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Sold some stuff.
Selling your stuff or someone else's?
It's mostly mine. I felt kind of bad. We had it at a friend's house, and they were trying to get rid of some stuff, too. She's pregnant, so they're a big dresser and just kind of some big stuff to move out of the house to make room for all the baby stuff, and they basically sold nothing. And we sold all of our crap. So he's like, at least you guys brought some people here. But geez, man, I sold nothing.
Speaking of dressers, man, I don't know if you've been reading about IKEA dressers. Apparently, there's been a problem with them tipping over, right? I've had IKEA dressers in my house for 8,000 years. So I just assumed it was their new dressers or something like that. So Saturday, kids want to play outside in what they call the pond, which is one of those cheap-ass plastic pools, whatever. Sure. So I'm like, well, just get your swim trunks. So here, my son crying in the bedroom. They're right.
Oh, it tipped over on him?
And the thing is, he looked like a, you know, Atlas holding up the globe.
Oh, no.
So, dude, he'll be 4, like, next week. So, little man, he's crying, but he's holding this bitch up, but all of the drawers come out. He has a piggy bank that weighs about 10 or 15 pounds. That thing will tumble down and busted him in the head.
Oh, jeez.
But he wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, so he looks like this little superhero holding up a building. But he's bawling, man. He's screaming. So, I run in. And, you know, I don't know, like your first instinct, you run over to help your kid, but as I'm pushing the dresser back, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it just fell over. And I'm like, ow, you know what, bud? I'm sorry, man. Daddy's been reading about that.
I saw the recalls.
Yeah, they do
and
that.
Everything.
I've had these things forever.
What did he
forever?
Climb on the drawer?
No, he didn't. That's everyone's assumption. It's like, no, man, because the drawer, it's a lower drawer. He knows where his crap is. He opened the second drawer from the bottom. I'd get it if you opened the top or anything, or if you climbed on it. But you open the drawer second from the bottom, the whole thing came over. But the thing is, once it tips, all the crap on top, so like all the kids' books.
Right, and then it slides off.
They busted his head. Ah, the piggy bank ricocheted off his
head. That's scary, man.
But then like he took one drawer to the face, one to the chest, one to where his bees would be. Just because all the drawers come out, man. So like it was kind of funny.
And he still held it all.
Oh, dude, and all the drawers, all the clothes are on the floor, and he's like, he's trying to hold it up. Oh, man, I told him when we're done, and I kind of made sure he's all right. I said, hey, man, between you and me, I said, you are the goddamn man.
Wow.
You make no mistake about that, bro. Your sister would have been under it.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, God. Yeah, but he held the thing up, so he's struggling. But I was like, okay, IKEA wasn't
just. Right,
so apparently.
Thank God you were there.
Well, my point is just this. Apparently, the thing about IKEA drawers, which they've made people aware of, it applies to all of them, not just their new ones.
That's good.
But I've only read about it in the last few months, so I didn't know. And I'm like, man, I am so sorry.
Well, one of those pieces of furniture my buddy was selling is an old cedar chest, like from the 50s, right?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I mean, really nice craftsmanship and everything. But it's from some company that apparently, so it latches on the outside. There's a, like, not a key, but just a, you gotta unlatch it.
Yeah.
But apparently, at some point in the 60s, some kid crawled in there and the thing clunk,
look, man,
shut on him and he's suffocated in there, right? So he can't sell it on Craigslist. That you put it on Craigslist, they're like, no, we don't sell those. Like, that
Craigslist.
That brand, yeah.
It's a death trap.
Right. He goes, you can get hookers on Craigslist, but they won't sell that kind of cedar chest furniture because it's like airtight and it's got a latch only on the outside.
Hookers are going to strangle you. Yeah, hookers ain't going to.
You got to pay extra for that.
Imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, so that thing, I was sitting there like, that thing's beautiful, man. I wish I had room for it.
Any,
it was nice.
Any problem with the wife as far as agreeing on what you were getting rid of or not? Was there any of that?
Very little. I mean, that was certainly a point of tension along the way. We moved into a smaller apartment, so we both had to get rid of some stuff. But I've been pushing for that for about 2 years anyway, three years, because we both kind of have a little bit of a, maybe I'll need this one day, or this is cool, I want to hang on to it for, you know, sentimental value. So we both had things where we're just finally just like, all right,
my wife keeps
fine,
I'm not sentimental.
If there is a...
You're sentimental until you have to pick it up and move it somewhere else. And you know what?
You're right. Your sentiment goes out the window.
Just assume that you buy a blender, all right? And the blender comes with a small instruction book, a warranty sheet that you never send back in.
Ever,
yeah.
And like a small list of smoothie recipes or something like that. If it's anything like that, My wife keeps it, and she shoves it in a drawer. Like, if it's a toaster. Like, you ever seen somebody, like, sitting at the toaster, opening up a manual, like, oh, look at all the things you could make in here. Or, oh, I did not know that if I want my toast light, I can just put it on.
Oh, you can twist light, the dial.
I believe like Brian says. Regan attacked this. It was Pop-Tarts and toasters.
Jesus Christ.
Some things just don't need instructions. It's like it's a toaster. There's only one button to push it down. So push it into the thing. It's the only things you ever put in a toaster fit exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like, then Pop-Tarts. He's like, why do they have directions? He's like, it's called a Pop-Tart. Well, put
my
it in
wife,
your
my
toaster.
Wife, at one point in time, she lost a button on something. She's like, oh, well, I can't sew a button back on. I'm like, oh, I can sew a button back on, for crying out loud. I was like, give me your thing. So I sew the button. And I realized, like, you know how they always give you extra buttons with shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like 9 million of them in my home. There's 9 million packets of buttons in there. I mean, look, man, if you need a button, I got it. Like a hubcap place.
All right.
I got it, man. You got a shirt, you lost a button. I guarantee you I got
it. I only ever used one of those buttons once.
But I didn't realize that she didn't even
only
know how
like
to put
a dress shirt.
She didn't even
I
know
mean,
how to even
I
put
used
the
it on
button
a jacket.
On. She kept something that she didn't even know how to use.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like she asked me if I could do it for her. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You keep all these freaking buttons and you never even put a button on?
I mean, someone I can sew a button on. That's pretty easy.
I mean, Jesus Christ! There's four holes.
Right. There's four holes. You take
there's
the needle. You thread the thing through there and just kind of keep going back and forth. Right.
And if there's two holes, that's two less holes.
That's about all you got to do.
Basic crap. It's not that hard. It's a freaking button.
There's not much going on. Yeah. The one thing my wife and I, because now she wants to get rid of the coffee table that we have like in front of the couch, which is it's big and bulky.
Where are you gonna put your drinks? Where are you gonna eat your dinner?
Well, so. The thing is with the coffee table, it's a decent-sized table, but it has three huge drawers in it, so it's great for storage, right? I mean, it's big and black and kind of square, so she's like, I want to get something smaller, like a little ottoman
describe
thing.
Describe me, big and black and square.
big, black, and square. So I'm like, look, the table's fine. Like, I know it's not the ideal table in our dream home, but we don't live in a dream home. We live in a little-ass apartment, so maybe let's not spend money on more furniture. Like, nah, we're getting up there. All right, then, fine.
Say about my wife had one that had all the
table.
My wife had one.
What do you want from
me? I'm
not
going to
fight you about a table, but
last one we bought had it was leather, but we didn't buy it. But it had buttons in it, and they were indented down, so it had more of a
like that tufting kind
of a top to it.
They look great,
but then you got to buy trays to use.
Thank you.
You can't put anything anywhere on
that. The sales guy's like, oh, this is one of our popular. And I said, look, I said, listen, man, I said, you see all the dining room furniture over there? I said, this is my dining room table right here. I said, this is where I'll eat 90% of the time. On my couch, on this thing. This thing is not a coffee table. It is where I eat my dinner.
It's
a dinner table.
So the one
I'm looking
she's looking
for
at
a little dinner table.
The one she's looking at is like
drawer.
That, but the top flips right. over and sets in the other way, and there's a tray on it.
That's for one of those. Let's not.
I can eat my dinner on.
Similar idea, right? But you can have it flipped one way for looking nice, and then flip the other way for a tray.
Yeah. Is this at Kasala, budget?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that before, man.
I know a guy.
I've been there before and looked at that exact table. And
you know a guy?
That's what we're getting.
No one ever uses the trays, though, ever.
No, you do on those because it's
do,
that tuft
people...
thing. But the thing is, it's not that. You won't use the tuft side because the point is, when you sit at your, I don't care who you are, if you're sitting in your living room watching TV or whatever you're doing, like you have a drink or you have, I don't know, whatever you're going to eat, something small. So you end up, you want to use your table as a table. So you get the tuft ones that look great. You flip it over and then you realize, like, we never use the tuft side. So now the tuft is just underneath so no one can see it.
Permanently stuffed under there.
You ever
see
anybody use the fold out tray of their glove compartment to eat on? It has the cup holder and everything on it?
No.
They all do.
No.
You didn't realize that? When you open up your glove compartment, it folds out into a food tray?
I did not know
that. I mean, no, see, that's what I'm saying. No one uses a tray.
I've done it parked before in my truck where
there's a
cup and then
holder.
Open it up and sit it in there.
Oh, yeah. It's like an airplane tray.
I
didn't even know they were in there.
Every single car since the
70s. Huh.
Yeah.
Right.
They've changed it up.
Yeah, a lot of newer cars because they have cup holders built in.
Okay. Nah, you got a crappy car then. If you can't have a food tray.
Yeah, you have a crappy car.
What's going on? Every car should have a food tray.
I want a cutting board to come out of the dash.
Yeah, why not? Like if you're in a passenger seat, shouldn't you have a tray that comes out?
A little knife magnet on the window.
Eat on top of it. It should be just like flying, right?
Yeah.
You got a coffee table that the top is detached and it'll actually come up to you on your couch.
That's what I'm buying.
Like even
that's actually I saw. I need a bigger one.
What happened to TV tables?
Even the back seat.
When I was a kid, everybody had TV tables.
Well, they've updated them. So the ones I have now, and my parents gave them to me, but they're all wood.
Yeah.
So they do fold over, but they're all wood. The ones I had growing up, it was like the fake wood on top, like the paneling on a Pinto.
It had a ledge on it.
And then you took, I don't know, it was like this little X frame. Then you, like,
mine was like
the
a
bottom.
Globe, the world on a tray. I mean, there was like 12, or you know, they stacked in a deck or whatever.
They
can
have
trays that fold out of the back of the front seats for people in the back, just like they do on a plane.
I've seen that.
You know what I mean? Like you're sitting back there. Why can't you have a little tray area?
What if it's the TV? It's a little flat screen TV, and then that folds down so you can eat on the back of the TV. But behind it is another TV, so you can watch what you eat.
Just like a plane in the back of the car, it should have a tray.
Saves a lot of space.
It should have a little cup place.
Beverage service.
Expensive, yeah. But it's going to save you square footage.
You know what I mean? That way I can sit back there and go like, where is that lady?
See, it's still a car. Isn't the purpose to get places?
Driving for 40 minutes. No, but if you're like, you know, like if you're in the... if you're in the back seat.
If you're looking for parking.
People that eat in the back are kids, and no matter what they eat, it just ends up in seats anyway.
Yeah.
Cheerios and goldfish.
Yeah, as an adult, right, you can sit in the back seat. You can't sit in the back seat and eat a sandwich without spilling it everywhere.
Right.
Ted, the viaduct shut down. No one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll be here for a while.
Well, that's something that annoys me. Know when you're in a car. Like, I tell that story about my buddy a couple years ago. He ordered, like, tenders and all these sauces. And it's like, you're in a car, man.
Give me 12 ketchup sandwich. You got to bite the bullet sometimes. Yeah. You know what? I'll just take the thing with the bread on it that I can eat with one hand.
Right, like I like ketchup on my fries, but in the car, you can't eat the fries plain.
I'm fine out of the bag.
Can't do it.
Not with my house.
Nope. Got to wait till we get there. That's my rule. All right. There's your pod, damn it.
Yeah.
What else we got?
What do we got?
Have anything else going on? Oh, couple, we have Painting the Grass.
Couple tickets left for the happy hour and a half.
Yeah, we have a few of those left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Get in.
It's about that time. I mean, you'll be regretting it if you wait much longer.
It's going to be a good show.
Yep.
We'll do some outdoor drinking.
Still a chance to win cash here coming up next couple weeks.
Okay.
Two more weeks of that.
Yeah, but not for us, so we don't care.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you win, you can take us out for drinks.
You won $150 selling crap.
Oh, man, it was great.
What was your highest ticketed item?
There was maybe like three. I had like three 20s in there, and the rest was just ones. So, I mean, it was a fat stack of money.
Right.
But it was like $150.
What was your highest ticketed item?
I had to sell a telescope.
Oh.
I know. I loved it.
What'd you get out of that?
I got some great use out of it.
What did you have much money?
Unfortunately, I had to sell $50.
All right. That's
not bad at a garage. I did feel bad, but I was like, there's just nowhere to store this thing.
Yeah.
It was bulky. That was a gift from Miles and Throw, by the way.
That one cuts deep, man.
So awesome.
I was hoping not to bring that up.
You got $50 out of it, huh?
I will say, guys, thank you. It was a great gift, and I took it camping twice, and I brought it
out. I know you used that.
I mean, I definitely scoped out Jupiter and the moon multiple times, so it got used, and the guy was stoked.
He had to be, dude.
Here's the other thing. He goes, I had it set up, and he's like, oh, you know, we were talking about it, and I go, I'll show you how to put the eyepieces in, and there's two little set screws, right, that you just untwist with your hands to take the cap off, and then you put the eyepiece in and you tighten it back up. So I go to twist the thing, and the screw broke right in my finger.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, dude. Oh, man. I'm like, geez. Like,
he's 20. Like, what are you trying to sell me, man?
So he was cool. He goes, look, I know what the value is. I can replace the screw. I'm like, okay, thanks, man. I don't know what happened. But the second the first guy who was interested, I broke
then
a screw right off.
You
my
sold
head.
It at just the right time.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're a hell of a salesman, Ben.
Yeah. God damn it.
Good. Very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.